Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This very familiar story in the Gospel of John, and of course, you know this story from others' Gospels as well, but John, it is obviously a very long reading with lots of detail. We wonder in these days when we are feeling as if we are dying. I have to tell you, for those of us who are used to being outside and who are sort of terminally extroverted, being alone for 24 hours or just with one person or being bound in our houses can be really difficult. We are disconnected in a way certainly not as dramatic as Lazarus was disconnected, but it certainly feels as if we are those bones lying in Ezekiel's valley. Dry bones. Jesus in this story seems a bit out of character. Normally, when someone cries out to Jesus for healing, he responds, "The blind are healed, the crippled are given their limbs, and the ill find their way back into community." It happens quickly. But in this story, when they come and tell him that his friend Lazarus, someone who he loved and a family who he loved, was ill, Jesus says, "Don't worry about it." And then he stays away for 2 days. For the Gospel of John, there is a reason for this. And Jesus explains it to his disciples. And the reason is that this is all so that God might be glorified. But when you're in the middle of it, if you put yourself into Mary's place and Martha's place, and for that matter, Lazarus' place, suffering and loss, just to make a point, seems pointless. And maybe a little cool. But the story of John tells us something else. In this moment when Jesus experiences Lazarus' death, we understand something that we may not always see right away. There is no way around Lazarus' death. There's no way around it. And so instead, Jesus and Mary and Martha and even Lazarus find themselves going through it. There's no way around it. There's no way to undo it, it seems, at least at first, or at least prevent it. The only way forward is through. And so Jesus arrives there in Bethany, and he experiences the grief, pain, the separation of people who he truly loves, and he has compassion on them. It says in our text, which is famously the shortest verse in the Bible, in the New Testament, Jesus wept. And it is a scene that should be very familiar to all of us. Jesus goes to the tomb and he rolls away the stone and he calls out to this Lazarus who is so dead that he is beginning to stench. And he calls out, "Lazarus, come out." And he does. And when he comes out, he's hands and his feet are bound with strips of cloth. And Jesus says to all those who are around, "Unbind him and let him go." Those are the words that I think I need to hear. in these days of a continuing crisis within our world, where literally thousands of people are dying, where some communities are taking the precautions to which we've been ordered very seriously and others not. In these times when we feel bound up in our homes, in our fear, in ourselves, I need to hear that Christ rolls away the stone. Some of you, I'm sure, are feeling, why is God allowing this to happen? Well, I'm not sure God is allowing anything at all. But what I do know is that, like Jesus, God shows up and brings a proclamation. Not only for some time in the future, for those of you who are thinking someday this will be defeated and we will all be together, I think that is true. But there is no need to wait for some time in the future, for you are unbound now. For you see, we all still cling to the promise of Christ that comes in our baptism. We feel bound not only in our homes, but spiritually, because we cannot meet regularly. Not unexpectedly, there is, at least within the Lutheran tradition, a very large amount of thinking about whether or not we should do communion virtually. I don't know. But people feel its loss. They feel bound by not being able to come together and receive that wine and that bread, which is the promise of God. But I tell you, be unbound. You have already been blessed with the sacrament of your baptism. You have already received and continue to receive that freedom-making, unbinding breath of God, that same breath that breathes into the dry bones in the valley, laying flesh and sinew on bones, that ruach of God that brings life. It's not something you need to wait for, even really as Lazarus did not need to wait to find life. Christ rolls back the stone from our graves and bids us be unbound. And we see again the breath of God in us. We will hear this story again in a week or so. We will hear about another cave, another death, another tragedy. Only it will not be Lazarus, it will be Jesus. And there is no way around it for Jesus either. But he will find his way through. And so will we. So I bid you keep in touch with one another. Pray without ceasing. Be unbound today in your faith and your hope, that we might continue not only to proclaim Christ crucified, but to proclaim the joy of the living God in a living world. God's blessings be with you all.